परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। So the question was that So we are on the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So the question was that which is higher, jnana or bhakti? Bhaktas se jnani, bhakti is superior. Jnani se jnani, jnana is the highest. But that's why Arjuna put this question. So you have once praised the jnana as the highest, and now you are praising that mat karma krit mat parama. So amongst these, what is best, what is highest? And the response was very clean and simple. No, it is those, it is are practicing devotion one-pointedly, keeping their mind focused on me and constantly engaged in meditation and the thinking of me, steadfast thinking.
Can we interrupt for a second? Suman, is that too long? The wellness is on?
What?
Can you put it down?
A little down.
But it's not proceeding properly.
It's okay?
My little hello, brother.
Hello. Hello. So he said that those who can do like this, those have fixed their minds on me, and whoever steadfast endowed with the supreme devotion or Shraddha worship me, them do I consider perfect in yoga. So he is not saying that yoga is bad, bhakti yoga is bad. Rather, he is praising to the highest. And he is the perfect. I consider that they are imperfect in yoga, perfect in union. And also, he didn't praise jnana at the exclusion of bhakti. He said that, but those people who worship me as the impersonal, imperishable, aksharam, anirdesham, avyaktam, unmanifest, sarvatragam, all pervaded, existing in every being, achintyam, is beyond all your thinking and beyond the limit of your mind, that is thinking power, and kutastham, unchangeable, achalam, which is unmovable, dhruva, that which is steady and eternal. And there each one can put the mind concentrated. That means one who can focus on Satchidananda Brahman, which is all pervaded beyond time, space. What they happen? Sarvatra Samabuddhi. Their buddhi, their understanding is equal with everyone. The high or low, there is no high and low. In the eyes of a Brahmagyani. Samang, samang pashyan hi sarvatra, samavasthitam ishwaram. That ishwara who exists in everywhere, sama, he who sees in the same way of equanimity, they are the people of knowledge. So So he says, those who do, te praknuvanti maam eva. They also reach me only. See, they are in perfect in yoga with me, the bhakti. And here the language is, they are maam eva praknuvanti. They attain me, they reach me. And if they can engage themselves in sarva-bhuta hite rata, they can engage themselves in the welfare of all beings. So, it makes a very clear understanding that the jnana and bhakti results are the same. They reach me and they attain the perfection in yoga. So, language, whatever, it is not higher or lower, no question of higher and lower. That's why, see, that's why it is to be understood that it is one to be sincere in one's path. That's finished. If your nature is devotional, be a good devotee. Just perfect devotion, practice of the devotional things. Everything is God's, everything belongs to Him, and I am only doing His work, this, that. All this spirit, keep that spirit, that's all. Be sincere what you mean. As Swamiji said, that one need not have to be converted from here, one religion to the other religion, it is the same. One religion to the other religion, the same one philosophy to the other philosophy, you need not have to change yourself. Doctrinal change is not important. In India it went on, not with the sword of course, but with the intellect. Many times it happened. In South, you know, Soivites and Vaishnavites, they had big struggle. Soivites cannot tolerate Vaishnavites, Vaishnavites cannot tolerate Soivites. This type of struggle, sometimes it went to the extreme range. That they just told you, they get chair. So it is when the king is a Soivite king, so the power of the Soivites becomes strong. The king becomes Vaishnava, impact of see Christianity, when it becomes the king's religion, then with sword and might they went on country after country and conquering and thinking, oh, we are spreading Christianity. Islam, going with the sword in hand, on Allah, one God, whole world should be only one, otherwise I can change you by force. With sweet words, if you really change, it's good. And if you are not, then I will force you a little bit. Even if you don't do, then I can chop your head to bring you to heaven. So these are fanaticism, all the time working in this society. Even in Hinduism, not with a sword, but with intellect, but with different types of torture. Even you know that the story is there, that once incense was given. Who are the two gods? One was Narayan over there, Vishnu. Ghantakarna. He will not listen. The prince of father. So this type of stories are there. And also that story, the incense was going into the nose of
Shiva and Vishnu.
So this, when this smoke is going, the incense smoke, so it is running towards Shiva's nose. So he stopped that nose so that Vishnu can get only. in spiritual life, we need devotion. Devotion is necessary. Love is necessary. Whatever your ishta devata, you should have love for that. Otherwise, you will not get it. But many times, it ishta becomes ishta nishta. That is necessary for spiritual life. Nishtha, one-pointedness for your chosen ideal. God is in every form, but your form is Krishna. Okay, you love Krishna, you think He is everything, as in Guru. Guru Bad, Guru's principle is good. And people fight, my guru versus your guru. what is that spiritual life? My guru versus your guru. What is your guru? My guru, you know, is so great. And why guru? You know, naturally, your guru is little less. It always goes like that. And you know, we also take pride. I know I am initiated by whom, you know? So people want this type of comparison. But the spirit is good. My guru, Mad Guru, Sri Jagat Guru. It is very true. For you, you will have to think guru and Ishto is the same. No question. Guru is God. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. You see, these mantras have not been created for one sect. All the sects will chant the same mantra, Guru Pranam. No? So Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Deva Parabrahma, Tasmai Sigurave Namo. And then Chinmayam, Brahmidam, Sarvam, he who pervades as consciousness in all over the globe, he who has awakened that consciousness in me, he is Guru. But people forget that it is the power, Guru Shakti. It is the power. But without forgetting that, they go to the human aspect. That is the weak point of Guru Val. So anything we do, there is one negative side of it. But we can avoid that if we go to the root. I like God, I know God has become everything. But God has taken this form, but I like this form. So therefore I have deep relationship with it. Does not mean, as I give the example, you love your dad, does not mean that you hate your uncle. You love your mom, does not make you to hate your auntie. So similarly, so it is the same force, it is Ramakrishna said, the same grace of God comes from God directly. And that comes through a sprout. That sprout we call my guru. And your guru, your guru. But we have to understand it is God's grace has come to me. Then you respect everyone. You have your love for, special love for your own guru and think that he is God himself, verily come to you to redeem you from all bondage. Similarly, the others also, for them that is their, that is the same relationship with them. But there should not be any comparison in that. So here also, I am a bhakta, I am superior. You are a gyani? You only discriminate, not this, not this, not this. How did you get it? That's why I told yesterday, the gyanis are called Mayabadins. Vaishnavas, if you go to Vaishnavas, they will criticize. Don't go to Mayabadins. They always say Maya, 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 Mitha, Mitha, Mitha. So don't go there. So the point is that, but they forget that they are asking for the same God. You see the language here. Te prapnuvanti maam evo. It is jnana. Akhanda, aditya, infinite, non-dual aspect. Someone by tendency is practicing that. But the word of the Lord is your maam evo prapnuvanti. They attain me only. And what is that me? So here in me is the Nirguna Brahma. In essence, form does not remain ultimately. Ramakrishna worshipped the form. And he cried and wept and said, Ma, 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 Ma. And when the vision came, when he was going to kill himself, he saw the infinite ocean of light. And he was drowned into that ocean of light. Now, then he said, I forgot the day and the next day. How the day passed. That means his ego was totally lost into that cosmic light. So is it Vedanta or is it Bhakti? Where is Mahakali then? And Sarodhananda Swami had put a question. In that state, did he remember mother? Where is mother then? is mother's form, the limited form which was starting point, and radiant light came all out of it, and it was all round the whole sanctum and sanctorium of the Mahakali's temple was filled with light and light, and Ramakrishna's own description, ocean of light, and its waves after waves of light and consciousness, the blissfulness, Satchidananda, that filled up, and it was, he lost, he was drowned into that consciousness. So when one is drowned into the consciousness, what happens? If I get drowned into the water, what will happen? Shall I remain anymore, or I'll die? This I, who was swimming, who was doing, when he gets drowned, that person is no more there. That personality, last trace of personality is the ego personality. Ego does not remain anymore. That's why he said, I do not know what happened that day and the next day. Totally absorbed into that, that ego merged into the cosmic consciousness. That is called the net result of bhakti. Just this example, if you keep in your thought, that is the net result of bhakti, what we are practicing. One day, if our spiritual practice becomes intensified, you Rama, Krishna, Ramakrishna, Sri Chaitanya, whatever may be Christ, Buddha, whatever may be your goal, if you really intensify and my heart becomes pure, then that type of vision and experience will come. And at the end of that point, your ego personality, this personality which is assessing, calculating, thinking, meditating, praying, that will be dead forever. That's why Thakur said, Ami mole ghuchive janjal. When I will die, I, the little petty I with which we live, when it will die, then ghuchive janjal, all rubbish, then will be removed. That means there is nothing. It is all Satchidananda. You are Satchidananda, I am Satchidananda. But we have forgotten that. So I don't find any distinction between Jnana and Bhakti here. As a path, there is difference. As a path, when we worship in the dualistic way, we offer flower, we chant some mantra, we do that. And Vedanta way, it is just you sang. So aham. What is that song you just sang? Hamsa soham. Hamsa soham. Hamsa is this. So aham, I am that. So that will remain. It is the worship is different. The way of thinking is different. But we are thinking of the same truth. So there is no distinction. But as you say, yes, Krishna is warning, if you want to follow the path of non-dual, Vedanta, absolute Vedanta, like Gaudapada, some philosophy is too high even to conceive. They said this world is all dream. Is it dream? How is dream? I am hungry, I am thirsty, I get angry, I get emotional, and this is all dream. No, it is not dream. But to some people it may appeal, but for me it is not. But let you choose your path, or your guru chooses for you, and then intensify this practice, then you follow. Rarely few people have the capability, that's why next verse says, Klesha adhikataraste sham abhyakta asakta cetasam. Those whose mind is attracted to this nameless, formless, unmanifest absolute, Satchidananda, not this, not this, not this. I am that, I am that, I am that. It is very difficult. You are rejecting this world in which we live, the name and form. At the same time, you are not getting anywhere. You will get there when you reach the climax, top of the mountain. Now you are on the journey, you get nothing. When you hike straight, straight hiking means, here you see the tip, the cliff, just you go like that. What is the joy? It is fear every moment. It one grip is gone, your fall is pareto chaknachur. All the bones will be broken because he is height, as much as you go high, fall is that big. So Vedanta, following Vedanta, there are few people who are categorically fit to think of Vedanta. Mandukya Karika will say, Ajatavad, this world is not created at all. This world is not created. Well, you are eating, it is also a dream. I'm not eating. There is no eating, there is no going, there is no talking. Are you talking? You are hearing talking, I am not talking. That's their philosophy. It is ajato. Jato means created. Ajato, it is not created. And so one philosophy is there. I have created the universe. I have created the universe. I have created you. Yes, Vedanta says, yes. Mind creates, that's all. Who creates in your dream world? You create your dream world and I go to create your dream world. Who creates the dream, in the dream, your nice Lexus car or your Honda car or whatever. Who creates the road? Who creates the sun and moon? What moon comes over there? Where is the moon, reality of the moon, which you saw last night in dream? You fought with somebody, where is that person gone? Where did it come from? And you are in your bed. And this is all dream. Your mind is creating. So Vedanta's one school is there. This is also your creation. Eko jivo vad. So these are not false. But these are categorically a level of thinking who are adept to this type of thinking from the childhood. Did I say yesterday that story?
Yes.
That one of my friend? My friend, when we joined together, he was an Advaita Vedanta. And we are trained to think that Jnana, Karma, Yoga, Bhakti all mixed together in life. Sometimes you do philosophical discussion, sometimes you do meditate, sometimes you do pray and cry with tearful eyes. Like that, all the different modes. But when I used to tell him, hey, let us go to meditate, he said, what to meditate? On whom to meditate? Who will meditate? Who will meditate? On whom he will meditate? Because I am that. I cannot meditate on myself if I am the only reality. So it's very high level. There may be few such people. As I gave example yesterday, Ramana Maharshi and others, exclusively that is their stand. So it is only one reality and that is to be. But it is not necessary that you follow that. But if you follow that, that's why he says, klesha adhikata. It is difficult, it is not impossible. It is not saying impossible. But this path is very difficult. How many people can venture to rise in the Amarnath peaks directly? Directly without taking any easy path. Easy path means as you go in the Himalayan track, you go up and down and relax a little, you can stand there, you can see the beauty of the glacier, you can see the beautiful range of other peaks. But when you are hiking like that, you don't get the joy, material joy, of seeing beauty. Neither you have reached the peace, perfect peace, what the spirituality, ultimate spirituality can give. So you are either not here, not there. So what is your position? You are then actually in between. Na jajo, na tastho. Not here, not there. So you are actually helpless. Rather, that's why bhakti is the general path for majority of the people. My example is that, take a flask of coffee and some snacks and some music, and then go slowly, hike to the route through which there are some places, Vista Point. You go to the Vista Point and see, oh, I have come up. This 50 feet, 100 feet, 1000 feet I have come up. Wow, see the town, how it looks. Enjoy, sip the coffee and for a few minutes, and then again walk, you are tired, sit, enjoy. But here is no enjoyment. You cannot hold like that and enjoy. So, see, no coffee. Who will carry the coffee for you there? So this is the point, that is this difficult is the path for the non-dual thinkers, those who think God as the absolute infinite. It is not impossible, but it is difficult. That's why we did that. Klesho-adhigata-vastation. Okay. So, gotir-dukkham. Why dukkha? Because they don't get joy. Now, in the path of spiritual journey, you don't get joy. Because you are not getting the fun of life. Neither you are getting the joy of the Absolute God. It is in between. But it needs some bold character. That, yes, whatever happens, I am hoping to get a job, say $500,000 job. I don't care whether any offer comes in between, I will accept. I won't accept till I get that. It is like that. So tenacity may be there. I don't care even someone offers me, say $100,000, $200,000 job. $500,000 is my goal. Below that, I am not accepting anything. So this is like that, going to that point. What happens? I don't care. In between suffering, nothing. So that's the boldness for these some few people. Now, he says, sixth verse. Yetu sarvani karmani mai shannashyamat paraha ananne naiva yogeno maam dhyayanta upasati. But those people, those devotees, sarvani karmani, doing all the type of work whole day, what they do, mai shangnasya, they offer it to me, and they do their karma thinking about me, matpara. It is not my work, I am doing God's work. It is, I am doing the, everything I am doing, it is a service to God, matpara. And ananyena eva yogena, when performing the work, your mind is united. Yoga means union. Ananya yoga means mind is one-pointedly thinking, I am doing for the Lord only. I am not doing for my boss, the material boss. Yes, there is a boss, but I don't care for him. I am doing really for God and God alone. Ananyena eva yogena maam dhyayanta. They are meditating upon me, and upasate, performing some practices of devotion. Tesham aham samuddharta mrittu samsara sagara bhavami na chirat partha mayaveshita chetasam. So tesham, this type of devotee, he has given some condition. But if that one-pointedness comes, those who are offering everything to God, whatever they do, that's a very big job. Whatever you do to give it to God, there is no good and bad. He is not saying, give me the good karma. Give me your good offerings. Don't give me your bad things. No, there is nothing except you in my life. What good, what bad? As a baby, does not know anything, good, bad, everything he can clearly, openly tell, do, shamelessly. We are shameful. How can I say this? No, I did it, this bad thing, okay, let it be hidden in me. And this is a good thing I can say everywhere. Bad thing I cannot tell any. No, it is not that. There is no good and bad, because I am doing for God only. It is a mature thinking. That's this type of all karma, mat karma krit. One word, whole life it takes. Mat karma krit. It is a sadhana. From today, whatever you do the Lord's work. You are taking a shower, is it Lord's work? How can you take it? How can you think that way? You are taking a shower, how it is Lord's karma? Can you give an idea? How can it be?
This body is a temple. Is a temple
of... Hey, bring, if you can bring that concept, that this body, dead body, when it will be dead body, I will not take a shower. I don't need that. Others will do the business, whether they clean it or they put it to the cremation ground or whatever, it is their business. I will not clean anymore. So why am I cleaning it? Because there is the presence of God in my heart. And because of His presence, my eyes are animated. My ears are animated. My hand moving, my mouth speaking. So it is the Lord's temple. Why not think that you are decorating the Lord's temple? The Radharani, while decorating herself and thinking of Krishna and putting all the flowers and whatever the decorations and thinking, I am putting it, not that I like it, Krishna likes it. This is the thing, Krishna will be happy with it. So this type of thing, even this mundane work of your taking a shower, putting some cream, you can make it spiritual. Mat karma krit. What the question of other works? Any work you do, it is all designed by God. You know, you get a job. Who has given you the ability to earn that job? Who has given you the chance from the childhood to learn like that, to get specialized in a way? You may think that I chose to be an engineer, I chose to be a teaching profession and to go. It is not that. Yeah, you tried, but there is a plan, master plan. And we are all playing in that different roles in life. So now is the question that if one can think, whatever the talent I got, it is I am offering back to Him. It's, we call the worship of the Ganga, Mother Ganga, with the water of the Ganga. Ganga Jale, Ganga Puja. You take the Ganga of Jal, the water, and you know, you go to Benares and other areas, you will see thousands of people are taking a shower and this, and they are taking the Ganges water in the both palm and offering it to the Ganga. Is it not? So what you are giving, your talent, what is your talent? God has given you the talent and you are giving back that talent. So you are serving God with the God's gift. So if you think it is God here, it is God given to God, then this is the all karma. It is not that one karma. You are cooking, cleaning, driving, shopping, in the office, taking care of the children, taking care of your husband, wife, whatever. It is every karma can be mat karma. Right? It is Lord's karma. Because without that, there is no existence. So if one can do that, mat karma krit, mat paramo, and I am the highest or greatest goal in your life. So if that type of concentration comes, then I take care of that person. It is a one way of great assurance. He says that mam dhyayanto, he meditates on me, ananna yoga, unfaltering yoga, then tesham aham samudharta, to rescue them, to redeem them from mrittu samsara sagara, sagarat, mrittu samsara, this world and worldliness in which we cry and die and weep and every day's life become miserable. That's why it is mrittu. Mrittu means what? Death. Death means wherever there is fear, there is death. No? What will happen? Then you are dead that moment. Oh, I do not know how I will survive. It's a real question of life. But if one knows God is there, what will happen? Just you put a very strong argument there. What will happen? I am not in the street. There are many people in the street. I have my home in India. I will go back. What is the ultimate bad can come? Why I should give up my sleepless night, give up my sleep and spend the whole sleepless night with anxiety. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? That will happen. God will take care of me. If not, then I'll die. I will die one day. Is there any doubt about that? So only few years earlier, few years late. And how many people who are born much younger than us already left the ground? So what about me if I die? What's the problem? Big problem. So that's why this is a strong position. Even in living in the life, not to take sleeping pill, you can take this pill. That it is God is there, He will take care of me. If He does not, I will die. I will face the challenge. If God does not protect, who will protect me? See, this is the bhakta stand. And they become very free. You look at the lives of the Indian saints, so many saints. In West, few saints, they are beating the drum of the saints only. But in India, in every village, you can find saints. Is it not? In every village, even householder, get saint. Not that monk. You need not have to be monk. So you can find so much because this philosophy. They were anxiety free, tension free. Our life has made us more of tension. What is the benefit? Oh, my room is air conditioned. My room has a heater. Go to India. How many houses in India has room heater and cooler? In the cities maybe there, but you go to the villages. But there are they less happy? You see, that's why if you compare the faces of a person who with plenty in West, with cars, with air condition, with 3 cars, 4 cars, 5. In India, when I came before, I was thinking, my God, car. What a big thing here. And here it is like bicycle. You need a bicycle, otherwise how will you go to a distant place for your job and anything? But in India, oh my God, they have a car. Of course, now days are changing. Now 100,000 rupees or 150,000 you can get one car. What is that? Nano, Tata Nano. So it is coming. But still, go, how peaceful is their faces. You look at the homeless people of this country and you go to the homeless people of India. You see the serenity in the face expression. It is very clear because they have some ground inside. We don't want that we should be homeless. We need not be homeless. It is society's political situation, something other than. Otherwise, India can feed the whole world. So much, so much food, so much money, so much of wealth, intellectual wealth, and other wealth is there. But it is all politics. But I am not going into that. My point is that it is the peace which they retain because of their dependence on God. And here, individuality is the major thing. Individuality. I will have to do this. I will do this. Okay, that's the good side. Swamiji also encouraged that individuality should be developed, but based on God. It is not on your false individuality. People in this country, Swamiji wants some ridicule the word. Individuality. You are proud of your individuality. What is your individuality? There is no ground. It is like quicksand, or you can say that bubble, soap bubble, or you can think that of the fire. And the fireworks, it looks so good. And then by that time you see it is gone. So this is the ground that they rely on God. There is divinity. What will happen to me? What will happen? I will have a square meal, that's all. With I do not know what is the pleasure in having a big, gorgeous bed and a simple bed lying in the floor. I don't find any difference. Because I like this much, the ground, because your back pain will not be there. Whole waist is suffering from back pain. Having a good bed, but your whole east is free from back pain. Because lying in the floor. So, what is joy and what is not joy, that is the point. You understand? And you see, everyone is getting high cholesterol here in this country. The people don't get high cholesterol, even they take all the oily food or whatever, getting less because they have to walk. I go to Belur Mutt. Here, I get high cholesterol because I don't move, I don't walk. But India, if you go to Belur Mutt and you come from your room, you three floors, you have to come down, then go, one person has come to see you even, and then go and walk and sit there and then come back again, go 10 times, then you are fully exercised. So for evening, you go to marketing, where is you don't take a car, here you just start the switch and boom, and come down and put it and come back. So naturally, physical troubles are much more. But they are working hard, but they are not unhappy in that respect. Happiness, unhappiness is in a different thing. It is a more of a psychological thing. Yeah, of course pain is here, as it is said. Now what is the common quote? Suffering, pain is unavoidable, but suffering is your choice. You have something has pinched you or something has you cut your finger. You take care of it and make a bandage. But this is the pain, unavoidable. Okay? Because it has cut and it has its own, whatever you do, little suffering will be there. But suffering, you call your friend, you know what happened? My finger was cut like that and it is bleeding like that. You are making your suffering pain double. Then you talk about that 10 times to 10 people, you are magnifying the suffering. So suffering is our choice, but pain is unavoidable. So this is the point. If we understand this philosophy, then, and particularly if I know everything is happening by God's will, a devotee. Devotee normally thinks that if God is there, Ramakrishna said, that even the leaf does not move in the plant tree, quivering of the leaf, until and unless God wills. You walk, you think you are walking, but it is God's will, that's your will. Now old people, though younger people will not understand, or those who are crossed 65, 70, we are in that group. People nowadays, I was talking to the doctor, how are you? I said, I am surviving. He said, that is good, Swami. To survive is good. That's enough. But I'm here today. That's all. That means, at this age, so many things come which is unpredictable. Then we know it is God's will. One day is gone. Okay. So this is the point. The devotees give that credit. It is God's will and God is taking care of me. If suffering comes, it is God's will. So they survive with peace and joy inside. That is the great benefit, even the physical benefit of this yoga, bhakti yoga. So, and ultimately, tesam aham samuddharta, to release them forever from this world of samsara, this ocean of samsara, bhavami na chirat partho, achire, in no time I will appear myself. I will appear before that devotee to rescue that devotee from the birth and death, the cycle of birth and death. Maya avishito chetasam, but condition, their chitta, their mind. Chitta means all the four. Chitta means mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. These are the four. All package is called chitta sometimes. Man, mind should be dedicated to moon, to God. May buddhi, your understanding should be there steady, that God is full of compassion, and he is my ultimate resort. And memory, your memory should be, chitta means the memory faculty, that you think of God. Your memory should be that God is protecting me, God is taking care. I need not have to worry about that. Let God do whatever he likes, let me think of him. I sometimes suggest people who are in difficulties sometimes, because our work is to give suggestion, no? But when it comes to me, I may be in trouble again. I need suggestion from others. But anyway, I suggest that why not talk to God and make a deal? You know, I am your servant. You make me do what you want. Don't allow me to think too much of other problems. Rather, you think of the problems and give me the solution. I can get it. You can get me done. I can be your instrument. And I let me think of you. And you think of the problem. This is a good deal. God can take it, but we don't give it that deal. We don't sign that paper. You have to sign that paper that I make a deal that whatever problem comes, you will think of the problem. And I am your instrument. You give me the buddhi. You give me the guidance. Then I will do that. And let my function will be, I will think of you only. So it is a very good deal. But it is very difficult to think of him. That is the point. Then our thought comes. So from them whose thought is set on me, I become very soon, O Partho, the deliverer from the ocean of the mortal samsara. Mayeva, this is a wonderful verse. This verse, 8th verse. Mayeva manvadhatsa mayi buddhin niveshaya nivashishya si mayeva ata urdham na samshaya. Again, assuring that you need not have to think about anything. I will take care of that. You only do this much, I will take care of the rest. He is giving this contract. But we are not signing that paper or accepting that deal. He says, Muyeva mano adhatsa. Your deal is you keep your mind on me only. Mui buddhi niveshaya. Your buddhi, your understanding, sit on me. I am your buddhi. I am your mind. Dedicate your mind and buddhi to me. Nivashishyasi mayeva. If you can, you will live in me then. Vashishyasi. You will be in bask. You will live with me. Nivashishyasi. Baskara. In me. Ata urdhang na samsaya. There is no doubt about that. Without doubt, I tell you, if you can keep your mind in me, if you can put your understanding in me, then you need not have to worry about it. I will take care of it. So fix your mind on me alone. That's the point, alone. God has a big contract. He gets his footnote. You know, when you do any deal, there are in minor law, lawyers keep some undernote here. And you don't see that first. And you sign it. Then when you don't do it, they say, hey, fine is yours. Well, why? I didn't know. But yeah, it is yours. See the sign. Short note. So here what it says, Krishna was so kind, but he has added this word. It is alone. See? We miss that point. Our point is that, okay, think of me. That's all. But think of me alone. Yes, I will think of you. I will think of other things also. But no, alone. Very jealous God. God is very jealous. He does not want that his love should be shared with anybody. You have to love him and him alone. But the secret is also there. You can love him and him alone through all the love. All whom you love, it is only you have to mentally prepare your mind. It is my love for my God. So if that spirit, it takes maturity. It takes more meditation, more prayer. Because this is the inner awareness that is to be aroused in us. So it is said, Mayeva, eva. Mayeva mano adasya. Mayi buddhi niveshaya. So therefore, let your thoughts dwell in me. There is no other gap. Your thoughts will not dwell in other things, but it will think of me only. You will hereafter live in me alone. Of this there is no doubt. Now, here is also God's grace. He has given this that you have to do alone. Put your buddhi alone. Then we are out. We are not fit for that. So what will happen to us? So let us say bye and go in our day-to-day life, minus God. He says, no, no, no. If you cannot do that, next alternate is this. Little concession. So he says, atho cittam samadhatum nasaknosi mai sthiram abhyasa yogena tato mam icchaptum dhananjaya. Now, I've said alone, keep your mind in me alone. Give your buddhi in me. But, atho cittam samadhatum, if you cannot hold your chitta, your mind, your buddhi, your ego, your remembering faculty, engrossed in me, then alternate is this. You do na saknosi. If you are incapable of doing that, to keep it sthiram, hold it steady, me alone, day and night in me. If you cannot do that, then abhyasa yogena. You cannot say, you can say that I cannot keep my mind all the time. Steady. Steady means not flickering. But okay, if you cannot, at least try. Practice. Morning time, when you woke up, think, oh Lord, you are my heart and soul and this and that. Then do what? Then you think, forget God. When you forget, you remember, I forgot. That principle. Okay, oh Lord, it is your work I am doing. It is you. You guide my mind. You guide my intellect. Then again, daytime, maybe 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, you can do practice. That is the obhasa. That you can do. Giri's goes, Ramakrishna said, hey, keep your mind in God. He said, I can't do that. I am a drunkard. That is my time. I don't forget the time. Okay, then do one thing. Morning and evening, call upon Mother. Because Ma Kali was the Ishtadevi of Giri's Ghosa. Then he said, morning? Where is my morning? When becomes my morning? It is not with the sunrise. Yes, someday it may be 8 o'clock, someday it may be 12 o'clock, someday it may be in the... Acha, night? But where is my night? I am a drunkard, so my night? You do not know when my night starts. So, he said that, no, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, I cannot do that. Then Ramakrishna said, okay, you need not have to do anything. You give me your power of attorney to me. He thought it is my easy job. Then I will have to not do anything. I will go on drinking and doing whatever I am doing. God will take care of the rest. Who does not want that type of contract? But, again, alone is the question. Here is the under notice, alone. So, he signed that contract. Okay, you take my power of attorney. He joyfully gave it because I did not have to do sadhana. I did not think of God or anything. You will do everything for me, as the lawyers do on behalf of the party for whom he is fighting. So now his son died, and naturally the emotion came to cry. Then he's thinking, how can I cry? I have given away everything. So where is my ego then? Where is my mind then? Where is my emotion then? I have given. He was very sincere on that point. So he could not cry when the son died. He is putting his step. Am I going by my will? Or I have given power of attorney to Ramakrishna. It is Ramakrishna's will. Whose will it is happening? That's a serious case. But we can sign and not fulfill the contract. That is our deal. But it is sincere deal is this: if you cannot do it alone, then try to do it as and when you remember. You have started in the day, you've forgotten 2 hours, then you think, when you again after 3 hours, you do, again remember, again do, like that, abhyasa yoga. That is the yoga union by the process of abhyasa, practice. Abhyasa yogena tatomami chaptam dhananjaya. It will take time, but you will mature after some days, because you are capable of doing that. If you are not able to fix your mind steadily on me, O Dhananjaya, then seek to reach me by abhyasa yoga. Abhyasa yoga, which is practiced ceaselessly, it is abhyasa yoga, which is practiced ceaselessly until the mind is permanently reclaimed from baseness. That means abhyasa will be more and more and more, then one day, practice makes it habit, isn't it? If you do any practice you do, you get up in the morning at a particular time, if you have made for 10 years, 20 years. Whether you may have slept maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you cannot be on the bed after 4 o'clock, if you have made that habit. So it is practice makes it habit. And habit, continuous habit, makes the character. Is it not? He will not change. Whatever you say, it is his character. Character means habit is so strong that it has become a nature. So that is the character. So this is the, you can do that way, and as a result, you will be able to be attend to that same plight of alone, thinking of me alone. Next place. Now he said, I also cannot do that. Abhyase upi asamartho si matkarma paramo bhava madartham upi karmani kurvan siddhim avapshasi. Now if you say even practice, how shall I practice? I forget. Whole day even. Somebody may say that, this is your time of meditation. Still I say, no, I'll finish this and then I'll go. And then another work came and then you forget. Then what will you do? The whole day is gone. Why is the obhas? I am also incapable of practicing this type of thought. If you are asamartha, incapable of this type of practice, then mat karma paramo bhava. You do all actions thinking that it is Lord's work I am doing. It's thinking. It was more of a meditation part, first part. With your one-pointed mind. Mind is thinking of God alone, Ramakrishna. Forgot the whole world. His whole mind and buddhi were all focused in God and God alone. So if that is not possible, then you practice. Now you say, practice, that also I cannot do. This practice of meditation, practice of connecting our mind, in between, intermittently, whenever. We always say, where is my time? I am working, I am engrossed in my work. So how can I think of God then? It is a fact. Suppose you are in your office, you are in your job, you are doing some most intricate calculation or some job requirement, whatever it needs, you are focused there. Where is your mind to think of God then? There is no opportunity because you are engrossed in the work. That's why it is said, you cannot do that and not have the opportunity to spend your time in that vein, that you can focus on me, your mind, meditate and concentrate, forgetting the world as it were. Then you do your karma, but you think it is you are doing my karma. It is Lord's karma. So, mat karma paramo bhava. And if you are unable even to practice abhyasa yoga, be you intent on doing actions for my sake. Mat karma paramo. Whatever you are doing, oh Lord, I am doing your karma, your work. Then the story of Mary and Martha. And then Ramakrishna's life also it happened. the Brahman, Jogimma and her sister. Ramakrishna went to their home. A similar thing happened. And one daughter of Jogimma died and they are in bereavement. And then Ramakrishna went. So Jogimma and his sister both were like that. One is engrossed looking at Sri Ramakrishna and another is running to entertain them. Like Christ came, Mary and Martha, two sisters. And Mary, when he saw first Christ as a guest came, and Christ don't come alone, he will bring his retinue, that means all the disciples also. So when they enter into the room, you have to give them seat and arrange for their some entertainment of giving juice, this, that. And Mary just sat at the feet of the Lord Christ and looked at Christ and got totally overwhelmed. And Martha started complaining, "Hey, sister, you are sitting alone. How can I manage so many people to feed and entertain?" But she will not move. She is absorbed in Christ. See, both are engrossed in God. One is mind and intellect engrossed in the Lord. She sits at the feet of Christ and totally lost into that, in that rapture. Who will feed whom? Who will do something? There's no question beyond karma. His mind and buddhi is absorbed. Now, the sister, what she, the sister is being, running this corner, that corner, bringing this for Christ, bringing this for, and entertaining everyone by doing the work of Christ. Christ, is he pleased for both people or not? Christ, God, will be pleased because he's doing my karma. So this is the next alternative, is saying that if you cannot concentrate like that, and even if you fail to make it practice occasionally, if say that it is difficult, you can do whatever you are doing, you think it is doing for Christ. I am doing for the Lord only, with my Ishta Devata, to please him only. Then your tiredness will be less.
Maharaj, but isn't Mary's state higher than Martha's?
I don't say anything because, if you are absorbed, then you are oblivious of other duties. Duties drop then. Ramakrishna, when he was absorbed in Mother Kali, his priestly duty was dropped. Now, authority is dropping because you are incapable of performing the puja. He will sit and putting a flower on the head, and bus, time is gone, half an hour gone, this gone. Are puja is going on, look, people will take prasad. In Dakshineswar Kali temple, Ramakrishna started worshipping, and when he is worshipping, he meditating like that, and when the bhogam will become available for the devotees, unless the puja is finished, the bhogam is not available. So when all the people are waiting for that, how can you do that? So you have to finish in time. So ultimately he became unfit for puja, or the karma dropped from him. The worship is impossible for him, because he will sprinkle water around that, which we did yesterday, boom, 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 boom. One mantra, boom, like that, and chanting mantra. This is a fast movement. Because I'll have to finish so many pages of mantra chanting and doing the rituals. But for Ramakrishna, he will sprinkle water wrong and think of the fire, and he sees the fire, circle of fire around, and he gets absorbed into that. Then, what about the next item? So this is a different stage of mind. So you can say Martha and Mary, in that case probably Mary may be more absorbed, that may be higher state, but according to Buddha stand, according to Swami Vivekananda stand, that is lower state. Because
Martha is doing his work.
That's what I'm saying. Martha, if she is doing the work of Christ, that is a higher state. she is renouncing her own absorbed mood, but coming down to serve God. It is whatever spirit you take. There are two schools of thought. Someone will say that is higher, someone will say that is higher. Ramakrishna, he said, Narayan, what do you want? I want samadhi and be absorbed. Then what did Ramakrishna say? I thought you will be much greater than this. You are so selfish. You think that you will be in your samadhi and you will eat and samadhi. Is that the highest state? Ramakrishna said there. That is to do work for God, to come down from that level for the good of humanity. That is a better state, Swamiji's view, Ramakrishna's view. And that's why Swami Vivekananda accepted that view. Being totally absorbed in samadhi, he came out of that. And not only that, he involved all the monks to engage into that type of activity. Buddha said that I shall be born again and again. Bodhisattva, concept of bodhisattva. Concept of bodhisattva is that they don't care for their own liberation. For the good of humanity, the good of all, they come again and again. So these are two views, but each one can decide whatever appeals to one's heart. It is also the same question, whose tendency is what? One may be meditative tendency, one may be active tendency. That's why it is only indicative of that. If you cannot concentrate your mind and intellect in me and me alone, then you can do this also. So it is the tendency, what is your ability to do.
To do that type of service as the work of Lord, you have to have the knowledge that you have that knowledge of God and then doing that service.
Yeah, but we are bhaktas. We basic premises is that we believe there is God. We believe that God is the ultimate doer. We believe that God is sitting in our hearts. So if all this very fundamental belief that makes it easy for us, that we know it is that, but I forget. So there comes the question of practice, and practice of meditation is also practice. That's why our idea is that, in Ramakrishna Mission's ideal is that you take the help of all the four. You take at some time of that day, I am God and me only, nothing else. Other time you say it is God, your samsara, your work, your world, I am just serving you. So the second stage. Sometimes you worship God in human being, sometimes in the deity. Take all the tools of your human abilities, your potentialities. So if you are unable even to practice Abhyasa Yoga, be you intent on doing actions for my sake, what is very much easier for us to think in that line. That at least I am doing for you. Oh Lord, I forgot. I forgot that I was doing for you, but now I remember. So that's another easy path for us. Otherwise, when we shall be able to have that one-pointed attention, then we'll start our spiritual life. Rather, let us start the spiritual life today. I cannot concentrate. I cannot give my whole heart and soul like the gopis. But I can do work, and we are by nature, we are by nature, we love to do work. Who can sit idle, tell me? We can be idle if there are five people, I can be sitting and let you work. That I can do. But I am mentally thinking, that's also work. So workless situation is only gyanis can have workless situation, beyond work. Beyond work, only the yogis and gyanis can go there, who have absorbed their mind. There is no function. Functionless is when the mind does not make any ripple in the heart. That is the perfect state of equilibrium. Otherwise, it is a disbalanced state. Mind is running for this thought, that thought, that thought, that thought. So, even by performing actions for my sake, you will attain perfection. So, there is also another way to. Now, even if you say, no, I forget that. I have to think that I am doing your work, that also I cannot do. I am not capable of that. Then, at the end, you can do. You start the whole day and end the day. That you can do. Come back home, said, oh Lord, I forgot whole day, but I did it for you. You know, though it does not make so much sense, but still you can say, hey, I did it for you, sir. You should recognize that. Anyhow, it is all the sincerity. It is a question of sincerity. Athai tat api asaktoshi. 11th verse. Athai tat api asaktoshi kurtum madhyogam asrita sarvakarma phalatyagam tata kuru jatatmaman. Right? Okay, you did the work. And people praise you. Hey, what a good job you did. Then I pop up, no? Then I have not done for God. If it is done for God, you will not be boasted. Or your praise will not make you high. And criticism will not make you depressed. So this is another alternative. You give up the karma phala at the feet of the Lord. That is easy. I suggest many times that at the end of the day when you come home, go before the altar and symbolically you can take a flower and say, oh Lord, whatever I have done from morning till now, good, bad, I do not know. I consciously tried to be good. I consciously tried to be sincere, and whatever I have done, I am offering all the results at your feet. This is a good process of transferring your bank account every day. Whatever you earned, whatever you lost in the business, otherwise there is a risk that dacoits can steal. Your money can be lost in different ways. But you put into the God's account, so your head is free. Everything what you have accrued today, good or bad, I tried to be good, I tried to be truthful, I tried to do this, but oh Lord, whatever I have done, I offer it at your feet. Please accept it. So, it goes from me. Every day you are cleaning your karma fall. Your karma fall, you are cleaning. We accrue our karma and karma fall. As a result, we get a new birth, good or bad. You go to heaven or hell or whatever, or you are reborn again in another body, because of the karma and karma phala. But if the karma phala is transferred every day, what will allow you to be born again? We are born for desire. And desire comes out of what? I earn this. In my account is $100 or $1,000. And my account goes $10,000. Okay, then I will buy this. Desire comes. I have money to purchase this. Now you buy, it goes down. Then you become a pauper. So this affecting your life, whether desire is coming, how to live, what to live. That's why in every life, after we die, it is said the last thought is the cause of your next birth. How the last thought will prompt you? What you did whole life. Impact of all this. You are all science, engineers and scientists, you know. Resultant forces. Parallelogram of forces. So when you kick a ball and someone is heading and someone is kicking like that in the football, the ball runs into one direction, it becomes a foul or it becomes something. It is momentum is created by all these heads and kicks. So in our life, whatever good deed, bad deed we do every day, every moment, it's momentum. Is gaining unconsciously, and out of that last momentum will lead us the desire what to be in the next life. Yes? We have infinite number of desires, but what will be the last desire, it will depend upon which emphasis you have given more on your life. So next life will come, but if in this whole life Suppose we have tried to practice that every day, whatever I got, offer it, O Lord, it is given to you, given to you. So your desires, you are not prompted by any desire anymore, because good is also yours, bad is also yours. I have given up everything. So I am cleaning myself every day. So the last desire will be, O Lord, you are my goal. So when one thinks of God at the point of death, they become liberated. That is the Gita's concept. So we can do this practice. So here God is very compassionate. Karma phala. Here he comes up to that. Yes, you cannot focus on me day and night. Forget that. You fail to practice that type of concentration even again and again in the day, that you failed. Now you do the whole day whatever you do, the karma, and you offer it to me. All its good, all its bad. Because it comes to me and I will then take care of you. So here also they athaita dupi asaktosi kartum madhyogam asrita. Centering me, taking refuge in me. If you fail to do even that practice, then sarva karma phala tyagam. Tyaga, renunciation of sarva karma. All the actions you did and its results, karma phala tyago, tataha kuru. Try that. Yatatmaman, because you are Arjuna, you have your self-control. You can do that at least. So he's addressing all of us that if you cannot do that, at least do this. Sarva karma palatyagam tataha kuru yatatmaman. So if you are not able to do even this, even then taking refuge in me, abandon the fruits of all actions with self-subdued. So, what is the time? I do not know. It's okay?
25.
It's okay? And what is the time?
20.
5 more minutes.
5 more minutes? So, 5 more minutes in question answer? Or reading? What?
5 more minutes. But...
One more verse. Okay. So, he has written here, what is the sign of your spiritual progress? He is saying. They are defined this way. Sreyo hi jnanam abhyasat jnanat dhyanam vishishvati dhyana karma phalatyagam tyagat shantir anantaram. So, he has given these few stages and now Sri Krishna is saying which is much better, which is better than the other one. Actually, better is not the question, it's the capability of the person. But still, if you say, what will be our goal? What to do ultimately? He says, Sreyohi Jnanam, knowledge that absolute one truth is there, Brahman is alone there. This knowledge of the Vedanta, Jnanam, is highest. Sreyo, better indeed is knowledge. Rather than obhyasa, practicing. And jnanat dhyanam viseshvati. Rather than intellectual knowledge, if you can really concentrate on that, that is much better. Think of God is much better. Better than knowledge is meditation. Dhyanat karma phalatyaga. You are meditating on God, but your mind is rotating around results of this, I did that, and I didn't get this honor for that, I didn't get... In the outside world you will have to demand those things, but internal attitude. In your workplace you will have to demand that. This is my work, I did this, I need this, and you have to acknowledge this. Those are necessary. But in spiritual life, internally, that should not be. So better than meditation is the renunciation of the fruits of action. Giving out the fruits of action is not just mentally saying, I give away. I may give away, but I brood over that again. It is not giving away. You give a gift to somebody, and then after giving that gift, you think, why did I give it to you? I could have kept it with me. That was a good watch. Why did I give that watch to them? You give it once. So similarly, you may think that I am giving it to God, all my good actions and bad actions. And when that comes, I relish, I enjoy, or I get affected with that. So it is not giving. So that type of perfect giving, that is better. That is better than that of meditation. You may meditate, but mind, one part of the mind say, hey, I did the work, I got the result, I worked hard. So you thought that you have given the fruits of results of action. People now praise. You see, that happens with us more. All of you, it may. When I give a good lecture and people say, hey, you, wonderful. Then my mind, no, I did it. And before I go to lecture, then I say, oh, Thakur, please help. So, there is a duplicity, no? So here is the point. You may say that, Lord, please do that. But when ultimately result follows you with praise, then you share a little bit of your own. Hey, I did it, no? Oh, yeah. Then time you forget that it is not, it is God, you did it. I gave it away, it is not me. Glory to you. What a great fortune. You make me an instrument of your action. So, I can think that way also. But in weak points you may think the opposite also. That's why pride, ego, these are the last barrier in spiritual life. So, it is, as you see, I am just giving some examples how we delude ourselves. You may say you have given. And when the result is given and you are being praised, then you say, hey, I did it good. Your mind gets puffed up little bit with pride and ego, no? But now, that time also you have to remember, it is not me. I am the Lord's instrument. Lord has made me do and I have offered it to Him. Glory to God. That is that we forget. That's why he is saying that is better. Giving up the results of the fruits of our action is higher. Why it is higher? Because in meditation, you may do meditation, but a part of the mind may play in this way, tricky. So there, it is better than that of the renunciation of the fruits of action. So better than meditation is the renunciation of the fruits of action. And if you can really attend to that, fruits of action, you are free from anxiety, tension. So that's why peace immediately follows renunciation. So what is the conclusion of today's reading then? Highest is that, do karma. Don't think that you will be getting the opportunity to go into a cave of Himalayas and you're sitting like a yogi and then I'll realize God. No, meditation is not highest here. Because in meditation you fight with your mind also. All the time. See, 1 hour you meditate quietly. How many, even 1 second our mind goes there? How many directions the mind is running all the time? That's why it is said, if you can really wholeheartedly give the results of karma. Okay. So, results of karma, then it is wholeheartedly to be given. We can practice that easily. Anyone praises me, mentally I can transfer it to God. It is your glory. They are praising you, O Lord. You make me the instrument perfectly. If someone blames me, I can utilize that moment. Oh, I didn't do rightly the work because you didn't guide me from my heart. So you can easily transfer both to God and become spiritual in every praise and every blame. And in our life, every day we go through this type of struggle. Anything is praised or anything is blamed and we get affected with that. That's why karma follows tyaga. And tyaga means the renunciation. And that renunciation comes, you are not bothered. You will not brood over. You will not cry and weep. What can I do? God has made me what He wanted to do and I offered back to Him. Ganga jale Ganga puja. With the water of the Ganges, I am worshipping the Mother Ganga. So that's all. With whatever capacity He has given, I cannot exceed my capability. There were 20 people competing in one work. So each one's capacity is different. So according to their own capacity, they will do the best they can. cannot exceed their own abilities. So there is the question, we are to think in this way that we offer everything to God. And it is all karma, karma phala is offered. And the whole Gita's teaching is that. How we can be in life, at the same time work. Arjuna is not allowed to be a monk. He wanted to be a monk, to get peace. But he said, no, you do the work, but give the karma phala to me. You are doing for me. So that is a wonderful lesson, because it is only few yogis can go for meditation, as I said. Few jnanis can go to that exclusive, that type of thinking. But we who are to survive in the society, we'll have to earn money, we'll have to maintain our family, we'll have to have relationship this way. This is the easiest way to do the karma and offer the karma phala. And also we can practice that also in Abhyasa Yoga. Intermittently, whenever getting an opportunity, think of God. You love your God with your heart and all your heart and all your soul. Christ said, love thy God. Love thy God with all thy might and all thy strength, like that. There is one statement. So, yes, but at the same time, if anything fails, this we can practice every day. Whenever we are doing, whenever we remember, transfer the result every day. It's an instant bank transfer nowadays. You can just on the internet and click and it goes. Anything comes, click, click, click. So we can do that clicking in our heart every day, so that life becomes peaceful then, because I don't carry any burden. Any good, bad, I have given it to God. But we don't give, that is the question. We give and take back. Once we give, and then mentally we take back. Not physically, but mentally we take back. Physical taking back is too rude, too unkind. But we cannot do that, but mentally we take back. So here is the point. Let us give wholeheartedly to God and God alone. And then keep the peace of the mind. Keep the peace of the heart. So, any